Cleansing the Soul, read by B. Call.
We often look at tasks with defeat already in our eyes and heart, sometimes justified, other times not. It can be overwhelming, especially when trying to meditate for the first time. Having talked to several people over the years, the general consensus seems to be, as with most things in life, start small, practice, and build on it. Despite the claims of some proud, exaggerating mothers, most of us didn't learn to walk straight away. It was literally a step-by-step process. The same applies to our own psyche development, regardless of what stage we perceive ourselves to be at. Simran is sometimes overlooked in terms of a daily routine, or even greeted like a mountain too tall to even attempt to climb. The Gurus gave the Sikhs Simran to help them progress spiritually. The value and power should never be underestimated. It was once explained to me that our souls are radiant and glowing before any sin or negative action has been committed. As we progress through life, any sins we commit begin to cover the soul like dirt covering a window, and the only way to cleanse our souls of this dirt and these sins is through Simran and Seva, selfless service. You may be asking, what is Simran? Or, how can I do it? It's not that difficult, if you think about it, nor is it too taxing. For some reason, we always overcomplicate things. We allow the fear of the task to suffocate our drive for doing it. Simran, essentially, is repeating the Lord's name, repeating Vaheguru. Go on, have a go. You can do this now, vocally, by just saying Vaheguru. Or alternatively, you could repeat it internally, in your mind.